everybody. This is Anna Sis. How are you guys doing today? Happy Monday. We are like almost 2 weeks to Christmas. Have you guys even started your shopping yet? I am super excited because, you know, Christmas is beautiful. Christmas is a beautiful time. You know, for a lot of people, I know you're single and you probably feel lonely. And you probably feel like you wish you had somebody to share the holiday with. But you know, I'd say it's better to be in good company than in bad company. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be with someone and feel real lonely. I think that, you know, when we embrace our family members and when we realize that, you know, family is really important. And as long as you have your family beside you, you know, you are not alone. I wanted to do this podcast today in regards to, you know, don't let anything stop you. And that's a really good topic I think that we should talk about, because, you know, this year's almost over. We only got a couple weeks till the new year. After Christmas is just, what, a week away? And, you know, this year is gone. I don't know what this year brought to you, what this year has done for you. You know what I'm saying? Good things or bad things came to you in this year. But I know that we all have, you know what I'm saying, the choice of choosing to be where we are because we made that decision, right? And, you know, sometimes I think that, you know, when we get so down on ourselves and because of what people have said to us or because of what people have done to us, I feel like sometimes that can stop you. I've seen a lot of people come into businesses this year and not really do much with them. I've seen a lot of businesses that brought me success, and then I've seen some that I didn't do too well with. But regardless, you know, you transition into whatever you want to do as far as business, and you have to focus and stay focused on what's really important. I think that this year, I think I saw a lot of cyberbullying on TikTok, and a lot of social media influencers were affected by the fact that, you know, a lot of people came for them, you know, and I see that on social media. I see that the more people have a following, that there will be a lot of negativity thrown people's way. And so the more of a following you have, the more eyes, you know, of people that you have on yourself and what you're trying to do with business or whatever you're trying to do with your life, you know, or whatever content you're creating. And I feel like you're not going to inspire everybody, right? You're not going to have a lot of supporters, you know. You're going to have a lot of haters. You're going to have a lot of people that don't want to see you win, that don't want to see you go to the next level, that people are jealous of you, the people that look at you and feel intimidated by your light. You know, a lot of you carry so much weight in what you say, in what you do, and how you really present yourself to the world. So you're going to have a lot of people that don't agree, you know what I'm saying, with your decisions of what you're doing out here in this world. But I want to tell you that regardless of what people like or dislike about you, it doesn't matter. It's not, you know what I'm saying, your business to care about what people think about you. I want you to know that regardless of if people believe in you or if people disbelieve in you, they don't have to believe in you. As long as you believe in you, that's all that matters. I saw a content creator. She's a makeup artist. She has millions and millions of followers. And because she has such a high following, I believe that, you know, of course, she's going to have the haters. So a lot of people dug up some old past stuff that she had said or someone did and made a video about it and then said that, you know, she's this and she's that and they should cancel her, right? So they came for her in regards to the cancel culture. And I'm like, you know, not agreeing with the cancel culture, because I feel like, you know, why do people try to cancel people? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you want to go after somebody? It's like, I mean, I think that sometimes it does serve a great purpose if the person behind the content creation is hurting somebody. If they're really hurting somebody, then I understand why people go for them. You know what I'm saying? Come for them. But I don't understand how people just are jealous because someone has a high following, because someone is selling, you know, their products on their page or someone's working really hard towards that, you know, million following, and then here comes the jealous people that don't think that you should, you know, have any type of, you know, monetary gain, right? Because they don't. So, you know, why should you be making all the money, right? And so I think it's just a jealousy thing online. I think that people are very jealous of other people's success. And I think if you can't celebrate people, there's something wrong with you. Because I feel so happy when I see a content creator that has made it. When I see a social media influencer that has made it and is making millions online from just sharing their content, it makes me really happy to know that regardless of your background, regardless of where you come from, regardless of the things you've been through, that you've overcame some things and you figured something out that you really like, right? That makes you happy and you're making money from it. That's beautiful. I mean, if you don't see success at its beautiful highest level of that, then you're, you know what I'm saying? You're doing something wrong in life, because I don't understand how people can be so miserable and come after somebody for doing what they love to do online. Like personally, me, I like to inspire people. I do. I like to inspire people. I like to motivate people. I like to uplift somebody to take them out of a dark place, because I understand that, you know, people out here have a lot of mental issues. They have a lot of mental health issues where they feel so choked by life that they can't see the next day. And it's sad to me, because I've been one of those people, right? And people have inspired me out of that personality or mood or whatever period of my life that I was struggling with. And I've had some people online really pull me out of the dark place that I was in. So I feel like it's my duty to help people do the same thing, right? Because someone did it for me, I'm repeating the same cycle. And you know, I saw this beautiful story. Oh my gosh, this lady, she said that it's on TikTok. I don't remember. Yeah, I do have the video, and I did. My daughter shared this with me. Okay. She sent me a video, and this lady, she had she had died. Right. And she sat before God, and she said that it was beautiful. Like the place, you know, was just beautiful. Heaven was beautiful. And she said that, you know, God was replaying her life back to her and talking about the moments of what really mattered in her life and what he really thought was, you know, a big impact that she had on her life when she lived. And basically, he played back the moment where she paid for groceries for this lady in front of her that was like a dollar short of on her groceries. And she told the lady, she's like, well, if you don't have enough money, I'd like to pay for your groceries. And the lady's like, oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that. And she's like, no, I want to do it. So she paid for the lady's groceries, okay? And that little small act of kindness had a ripple effect in that woman's life that she helped. And then she, in return, did it to the next person. And then that person did it to the next person. And it was like a ripple effect of kindness. And she said that God played that moment and was so proud of her because she did that. Because she didn't realize at that moment that she was going to change someone's life by doing that. By one small act of kindness, she had a ripple effect that was going to change people's lives going forward. And that to me was like so amazing, because you don't know whose life you're going to change by just being kind to them in that moment in their life when they're struggling. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? And so it just made me replay of all the acts of kindness that I've done. And I think to myself that God, that was all God. It had to be, right? So I'm like, you know, because I'm a big believer, you know what I'm saying, in a higher power. And I know some of you that are listening probably don't believe in God, don't believe in, you know, all that stuff. But this is just a story that I watched that happened to this lady. And that just told me that regardless whether you believe in God or not, if you do kind things for other people, that's going to impact someone's life. And you don't realize the impact that you can have on other people's lives just by being yourself and being nice and being kind. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take much to leave a nice comment on someone's social media site. It doesn't cost you anything to be nice. And a lot of people, what they do instead of being nice, they'd rather cut that person off on the freeway. They'd rather, you know, get in front of somebody and take cuts in the line. They'd rather just, you know, take shots at somebody and be sarcastic and narcissistic and rude and mean because you feel entitled to be that way to somebody. Or you look down at somebody and you think, you know, that you're better than them because, you know, maybe you have more money, maybe you have, you know, more prestige, whatever the case is. You know, some people feel like they're better than other people and they look down at people and then talk down to people because they're not at their level. And to me, really, if you take everybody's money away and everybody's prestige and everybody's, you know what I'm saying, what they think makes them who they are, and everybody's stripped from that, right? We're all the same if you really look at it. We're all the same without all that other stuff. Without all the material gain, without all the money, the power, the fame, whatever it is, without it, if you were stripped from all of it, you're just like everybody else. You're no better. And you're no, you know what I'm saying? You're just like everybody else. And so if people really come down their horse, okay, come down their horse and just, you know, really look at themselves, you're just like everybody else. You're a human being. You came in this world naked and you're going to leave in this world, trust me, by yourself. You came in by yourself, you're going to go by yourself. And so we shouldn't think of ourselves like we're everybody's beneath us or anybody's beneath you because they don't look like you, because they don't talk like you, because they don't dress like you, because they don't have the same bank account as you. No one's beneath anyone in God's eyes, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about believing in God, to me, is that, you know, I don't see people, you know what I'm saying, in their pocketbook and who they are, and I don't go based on how beautiful someone is or how unbeautiful they are or whatever. I don't go by looks. I go by the way people treat people. I go by the way, you know, you present yourself to people and how kind you are and how good, you know what I'm saying, of a person you are to treat people with respect. You know, everybody deserves respect. They might not have earned it sometimes, but, you know, everybody deserves you to be respectful towards them. You know, but like I said, on social media, you know, you get these people with high influence, and you get people that are content creators, and they get a lot of hate. They get a lot of hate mail. They get a lot of mean, nasty comments. You know, I had actually commented on this guy's post that was like, he had a million views. And I had like almost 6,000 comments underneath my comment just because I had commented something that a lot of people agreed with me on. And then I had the few that didn't. And the few that didn't came for me. They called me ugly. They called me that, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm probably gonna not end up with someone in my life. Or they were just rude, mean, nasty comments. And I'm like, what? Like, and I'm like, you know, for me, I'm like, you know, I don't care. People could call me whatever they want to call me. They could say whatever they want to say about me. It just rolls off my back, baby, because, you know what I'm saying, I am so far into my walk and journey in life that your words have no effect on me whatsoever. Like, you know, I don't know you. If I don't know you, then that's even worse because I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? It just amazes me how people can just be so cruel. you know, and how people don't know you, but they'll insult you. But it's like, you know, you have to be the bigger person in life too. You have to understand that these people don't know you. For a lot of you that have, you know what I'm saying, high followings or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you have a lot of people watching you. You're going to have those people that disagree, and it's okay. And it's okay. And you can't let anything stop you. You can't let anyone stop you. You can't let people's words affect you. You can't let people put labels on you. You can't, you know, have people speak into your life and tell you who you are. Because, you know, people will try. People will try to beat you down and you know, tell you that you're this and that and that you're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not strong enough. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a nice smile, or you know what I mean, you're not pretty, or you're not you're just not beautiful enough, you know, you don't have, you know, what it takes to make it, however, you know. And these people try to label you, and you have to be the bigger person to know that, you know what I'm saying, no one can stop you but you, that no one's words can stop you. Only what you think of you is the only thing that can stop you. You cannot let people have this much power over you. You can't let people speak into your life. Like, as soon as people start speaking into my life, even my own mother, you know, if she starts to talk negative towards me, I always stop her in her tracks. I always stop people when they try to talk negative to me, to my face. I don't let people speak into my life. I don't let people go further than what they need to say to me in my life, because I know who I am. So I stop them right there. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. You cannot, and you are not allowed to speak into my life. You are not allowed to talk negatively towards me and what I've got going on. Because I know who I am. I know where I'm headed, and I know what direction I'm going. And you cannot tell me what I am. Okay? You're not God. You cannot, okay? Only God could tell me, but you, no. You know what I'm saying? So you have to know your value and your worth to stop people from trying to talk negatively. Because a lot of you, your parents have told you, or your family, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, family, you know, your significant other has tried to tell you who you are. Is try to beat you down with, oh, you're nothing. You're never going to amount to nothing. You're never going to be anything. You're just this. You're just that. And you, somewhere along in your life, have believed them. And sometimes that is why you cannot move forward, because you have convinced yourself that these people have some type of, you know, leverage to talk to you like that. And because you have let them, now you are sitting in this place of not moving forward. And so you have to understand that you cannot give someone that much power. Okay? And you know, I'm going to have my haters listening to my podcast, and hello, haters. But you know what I'm saying? I don't let haters stop me. I don't let people try to label me. You can try to do whatever it is you need to do behind the scenes because you think no one is looking, that you think you could take me down. But let me tell you, you are not God. Okay? You are not Jesus. And you cannot have that much power. Okay? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Let me just say that. And I'm just saying, because I know, and I stand my ground, and I stand very strong and firm in my life to understand who I am. And if you understand who you are, and if you really look at who you are created to be, and especially you that have the most haters, especially you that have the most negativity coming towards you, or you have a lot of people not believing in you, you are the same people that should be at a higher level in your life, because so many people are coming against you. Why do they care? Why do they invest so much time in you? Why are people so fixated and obsessed at your downfall? Why? I'll tell you why. Because deep down, they know That if you get to the place where you're meant to get, that if you reach the destiny that was designed for your life, that man, you are unstoppable and unshakable. And once you get to that place, nothing and no one can stop you. And that is why, my friend, you have to not let people get in your head. Anytime anyone comes for me, I shut it down. I shut it down. And God help those people that try to do bad to me. Because when God fights for me, he doesn't fight fair. You will lose everything that you ever, ever loved or owned or had. You will lose it. I feel sorry for the people that try to come for me, because they will not have a very fruitful life. They will not. Things will begin to dwindle down. You'll have, you know, a series of things that you go through in your life. You'll lose some things. You will go through some things. You might have sickness come upon you. You might have like all kinds of things in your life, and you wonder why. Because you tried to touch someone that you shouldn't even put your hands on. You never should have tried to wish my downfall. I've seen it happen with my own eyes with people that were my enemies. And I feel like it's sad, you know, that people don't understand why they're doing bad in life. Well, you shouldn't have never wished bad on me, is what I'm saying. And so, I mean, it comes to a decision to not be that person. You know what I'm saying? To stop being hateful and mean and nasty and just hating on someone that you know nothing about. But you know what I mean? I just feel like regardless whether people are for you or not, it isn't your decision. It isn't up to you. But it is up to you to believe who you are and understand your power and understand who you are in front of people, and that you will not allow people to disrespect you, to talk to you any kind of way. I'm not saying to go back and forth with people on social media either, because, you know, what people do on social media and how people want to engage with you in an argument is crazy to me. Back and forth talk on social media is a waste of time. You know, if people hate you or make a hateful comment, all you need to do is delete it and block them. I mean, there's nothing else to be done. It's really that simple. You know? And so, I mean, but I don't like the fact that people come for people and then those people go into deep depression. I've seen people go into deep depression. They will close their accounts for 2 months. They'll go and cry and they'll be devastated inside, and they'll just, you know what I'm saying? And they come back. They have all kinds of anxiety because they don't know if that person's going to come back and create another account and just stalk them again or whatever it is. You know, I mean, but let me tell you, you have to be really strong. Strong in this social media type of business. You cannot let people get in your head to the point where, you know, you're bothered by it. Who are they, though? Really, if you really look at who these people are, who are they? Because I've never met a hater doing better than me. I've never met a hater that had more success than me because they were hating. I haven't seen it. You know, and I'm like, it's just how you have to look at it. It's just how you have to decide in your mind, in your head, that this is not going to stop me. This person is not going to stop me. This situation is not going to stop me. And I just need to keep going. And I know how hard it is to have people that you love not support you. I know how hard it is to have the people that really know you and love you supposedly and not support you. I know what that feels like too. And I've had to let some of my friends go because they don't support me in business. Honestly, if you're in my life, you have to support me or you have to get out. You know what I'm saying? There's just no, either we're supporting each other, I have your back, you have my back, but I can't stand those people that really just, I mean, they expect so much out of you and they will not pour nothing into you. They don't lift a finger to pour goodness and kindness and, you know what I'm saying, you know, just supportive talk to you. Because I am the most supportive person. Like, if you are my friend and if you, you know what I'm saying, you are good to me, I am good to you. We're good to each other. Those are the kind of friends and family members that I have, that I talk to. You know, the people that I love support me. And the people that, you know what I'm saying, don't support me, don't show any kind of love, don't show, you know, they'll go on my social media sites. They won't even post a like on my picture. They won't even post a comment. They won't even, you know what I'm saying, support me in any kind of way. Well, you know what? Then you don't need to be in my life, because I feel like, how are you watching me so hard, but yet you're not supporting me and what I'm doing? And not everybody will, right? I know that. But if people are really down for you, people that are really like for you will support you. I don't care what people say. When they say, well, not everybody supports you, not everybody's going to just, I mean, you know, people have their, you know, that's fine. You could be one of those people. You don't have to support me. I'm not saying everybody has to support me, but the people that really know me and are my friends, that call themselves my friends, they should be supporting me more than a stranger, is what I'm saying. And if strangers support you more than the people that you love and have in your life support you, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Because I support people in my family. Like, if you have a small business, if you have anything going on in your life, if you bring it to my attention and you say, Anna, you know, I want you to look at this, can you support me? I will be the one to be, yeah, sure. What do you want me to do? You know, that's my answer. What do you want me to do? What do I need to do to support you? Because I want you to feel like I care. But not everybody's like me. You see what I'm saying? Not everybody's like that. And I get that. But, you know, there comes times when you have to really decide who's for you and who's not. Who belongs in your life and who doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And I have no qualms about leaving people that don't support me. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no problems with shutting it down if you do not support me. If I support your business all the time and you don't support mine, then we're not on the same level then. We're not vibrating at the same level. We're just not. We're not. You know, I heard Eric Worre talk about this once. I heard Eric Worre say that when he first started to prospect people in his business, that he was hitting up everybody, like his dentist, his attorneys, his, you know what I'm saying, everybody, his real estate agents, his everybody in his life, his insurance agent, everybody, his tax accountant, everybody, his CPA, everybody, right? And he was hitting up everybody about his business. And, you know, he told them plain out, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I need you to support me. Can I count on you? And for the people that said no, I can't support you in that. He got a new person. He got a new real estate agent. He got a new attorney. He got a new CPA. He got a new insurance agent. He's like, well, if you can't support me, then I'll just get a new insurance agent that will. Or I'll get someone that will. Because, you know, here I'm supporting your business all these years. And I'm asking you to support me. And we're not having a good exchange here. This is not better. This relationship is not benefiting me. It's, you know, it's only benefiting you. And if that's the case, then I need to take my business elsewhere. And I'm like, you know, that's Eric Worre. And mind you, Eric Worre is a multimillionaire. And so, I mean, if he's serious about his company and his business, and he's really wanting people to support him, he's going to find the people that are going to support him and show him love. And I don't blame him for that. And that's why I'm telling you guys this, because I feel the same way. Like, if you have a supportive nature about you and you support everybody in your life, but nobody's giving you any type of support, then there is something wrong with relationship there. Because people that love you and care about your business, right, to keep your business, they should be the ones that support you the most. Why do you think the rich get richer? Why do you think that millionaires become billionaires? Because they have those relationships with people that will support their mission. And because they have those supporters and people that will support their mission, that's why their career will always elevate. They'll always go to the next level in their business. They'll always go higher because those relationships are built on trust. Those relationships are built on support and encouragement. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you this because this is how the rich do business. They don't focus on the people that aren't going to do nothing for them. They don't focus on those people. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They focus on the people that are going to help them. And in return, they'll help them as well. You see what I'm saying? It's a mutual respect in business. And if people can't respect you, then there is no relationship. Even in a personal relationship, if your partner didn't respect you and didn't support you, I don't think that you would be with that person, right? You'd be like, why am I in this relationship if it's just one-sided? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's very important for you to focus on that. And don't let anything stop you. Now, I went into, you know, how, you know, relationships are, business relationships should be. And I went into, you know, all these things and, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you guys, because I want you to open your eyes to really see the people around you, because you're going into 2023 and you want to go into 2023 being fruitful. And you should focus on the people that are trying to elevate you, not the people that are trying to defeat you. Okay. And so here I am just trying to really motivate you guys today on this Monday. Christmas is right around the corner. I hope that you guys are, you know, out there giving and loving your family, really being present in the moment with your loved ones. You know, Christmas for me is more about giving than receiving. I do like getting presents, but I'm not so focused on it this year. I'm focused on just people's attention and love and time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like time and focus and energy of people being together, you know what I'm saying, around each other with family time, I think that's so beautiful. Because, you know, it's not promised to be there next year. And I think that, you know, if we really focused on being surrounded by love versus gifts, you know, I think that it would just be such a more beautiful place. But yeah, you know, if you're a giver like me, you know, I love giving presents. I do. I really love to spoil people, you know, that I care about. I like to see their face when they open up their present and smile. You know, that just makes everything better for me. I don't know. I love giving. I'm a giver by nature. But I feel like, you know, this season should be more about giving than receiving. You know what I'm saying? And so, because eventually, let me tell you, if you're a giver, you're always going to receive. You're always going to receive no matter what. Because if you're a giver, people are always going to pour into you. It's beautiful, you know, that you could give and then it always comes back to you. What you want, you always get. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm saying, is that be more focused on giving than receiving. But, you know, it's always nice on the holidays just to be there with your family. And I hope that you guys have a beautiful holiday. If I don't talk to you before then, I love you guys. Take this, let it resonate with you, share it with someone. You might be helping one of your coworkers or, you know, someone, helping some of your friends. I do these to help you guys to really shift that mindset, to really just pull you out of wherever you're at. And It just bothered me that so many people get beat down by these comments on social media, by people really taking them down. I feel like we should be more elevating people than tearing them down. But then there's something wrong with people that are tearing someone down. I know they've probably been hurt by somebody. Maybe they're going through some bad things in their lives, so they have to take it out on someone else. Whatever it is, you don't know the reason behind people's ugliness, you know, their darkness. But regardless, it's not your business to worry about it. It's just your business to take care of it and not let anything break you, not let anything stop you, not let anything get in your head for 2023, let's make it a goal to go forward no matter what. I love you guys. Be blessed. Talk to you in the next one.